Blog Talk Radio.
We're on the air. Let me see if can't hear anything, and we're on the air. Okay, we're on the air. We can't hear anything. Say something.
Hello?
Because we can be heard.
It's Michelle.
We can be heard, but
can
we can't hear
me?
Anything.
Well, then if we can't hear anything, how come
we have a problem?
Why would
caller,
you hear
can
me?
You hear?
I don't know.
I can hear you.
It's not my computer.
I can hear you guys.
Really. Oh, my goodness. 850, we have to restart my computer. Because I'm getting
uh-oh.
No sound at all.
Can you hear me?
So call back. Let's see. Okay, I think we're on the air. I think we are on the air, and we lost our caller from 850. You know, Neil, why didn't you start talking while I'm going to give this caller a call and say we're back on the air. So I'm going to step away for a moment. We had some technical difficulties. We were not able to hear it. Something was going wrong with my sound on my computer.
We don't have any callers right now.
We don't have any callers right now. I'm going to call this caller and say we're back.
Well, we also like to let our callers know if you listen to this in the archives, Blog Talk is still charging us for yearly fees, and so any donations on your part would be very helpful for us because we do offer free readings, but it does cost to come on to the show and produce the show and stay on for the show for a year. So if any of you are willing or anything will help, $5, $10, $15, $25, anything will help us to stay on the air because they do cost us, the cost there every year is in the hundreds. So,
$400.
$400.
It's quite expensive.
To be on the air. And again, remember, there are free readings, and you can call every time we're on the air. You can call us. We always take our callers.
So we have Michelle on the air.
Okay.
Okay. So let's bring Michelle on. Hey, Michelle. 1017.
Hey, guys. I'm glad you got it all figured out.
Yeah. I had to restart my computer. I don't know.
I heard you guys just fine. And then I called back and I couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, oh,
so,
my goodness.
Just give
Can
us
I
the
give,
update.
Yes, I was going to tell you. I was going to give you an update. So, you know, I told him I wanted him to move out. And so he came home and we didn't speak to each other. And, I mean, he didn't say a whole lot. He was just trying to be nice and everything. And I just went to bed, you know. And then today, I guess he kind of got the message, and he sent me a message, and I really don't know how to respond to it because he's such a manipulator and tries to make me feel bad because we had had an affair years ago, and, you know, I've asked God to forgive me since then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was married when I first met him. But anyway, he's bringing that into the subject.
Oh,
he's bringing
He's trying to say you're not flawless. You've done these things, and you know,
right.
Were faithful with me.
I don't know. I don't know how to get him to move out without being mean. I don't want to be mean, but I do want him to get help because I love him. But you know, if he doesn't get help, I know it's not going to work. But I'll give you an example. I'm going to read to you what he said to me. And I don't care if it's on air. I don't really care. He says, I am truly sorry that I am continuing to let you down, and I see it's obvious now that you truly want me gone. I never meant to hurt you by selfishly wanting to get some pain relief. I thought when I left my family to be with you and yours that I had done a good job and all I could do to make your lives good and that maybe I could be a blessing to you and your family. But in the retrospect, I failed all the way around, as I now see that they have done better without me in the picture and that I wasn't seen as much of anything. See, he's such a manipulator. I should have known from the beginning I would fall short of any hope of expectations you had in me. I hope someday you'll forgive me for holding you back for the happiness you seek. I will continue to pray and hope for your happiness. I tried to get some packing done this weekend as I realized my being there is just adding to your pain. In the meantime, I'll try to stay out of the sight as much as possible. I do and will always love you. Sorry I have failed you also. So it's like, I don't know what to say to that.
Well, I wouldn't call that manipulation.
No.
I would level that as him being bearing his true feelings and just stating what he really feels.
I agree.
That's not manipulation.
I agree with him. I agree with Neil.
You feel guilty, but you're taking that in on from your own battery. But I don't think his output is meant to make you feel guilty. I think it was a pretty mature letter and straightforward.
And he's saying he's going to leave, which is what you want. And he's saying he loves you. So there's an opportunity for reconciliation if he's able to get through a program and get clean.
Yeah, if you tell him, look, I love your letter. I appreciate your honesty. The door isn't closed and you can get help and not use me for your relief in terms of medication. I'm willing to open the door again. It's not a closed door. It's just there's no other option right now but to do it this way. And let's go from there. I love you too, but we can't continue on this train. If we stop and go our separate ways and make somewhat of a commitment to one another, because it is a recess of sorts, then we can reconsider once you're back on your feet, if we're both ready to be in a relationship again. You know, you could do it like that, Michelle, if it's
right.
If that's the desire. But no, it's not manipulation. Not in this case. You may feel you're feeling it because it's going into your guilt.
But you know, he's agreeing to move out. You should be very happy that that's happening. And I would just say, like Neil said, acknowledge his letter. Say, that was a lovely letter. I really appreciate this, that you expressed this, and I hope that you can take care of your problems. And perhaps later, you know, there may be, I don't know, you may not want to say that, but just say, I hope you can take care of your problems. Thank you. I love you too.
I know you guys don't see it, but I see it because I've dealt with his manipulation. And he is manipulating, but he's being honest at the same time, but he is being manipulating, but y'all don't see it because I see it.
Well,
because I see it's a pattern with him every time we get in an argument.
Then, I mean, you're closer to him than we, I mean, we don't know him at all. So that's okay. But then let him be manipulative. He's agreed to move out. So what? If he is being manipulative, it doesn't matter. He's moving out.
Right, and he may be just be saying that until,
Well, it sounds like he's moving out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds that way. So at least you've reached a platform where he's communicating that he will and stay out of your way and he'll move out. And if he is manipulating you, then you're going to find really soon that he's not going to really do that. And then we can deal with that at that point. But I'd rather work with the energy that whether he's manipulating you or not, you're saying he is, we'll work on the premise that if that is the case, he's still moving out. And you'll stand your ground. And now if he doesn't move out and he continues to squat there, you know, whatever he's doing, then that's a different story, and we'll work on it.
But at this point, you know, just encourage him to continue the process of moving out. He's packing his things. He stayed last night?
Yeah, he stayed last night, and then he went to go do a job this morning, and he sent me that message. So he hasn't packed anything, you know?
Oh. Okay.
He just said that. He hasn't packed anything yet.
Okay, well, you'd say, you know, I still want you to, you know, we're still on this path of you moving, so you got to get your things and move.
You know, Michelle, our premise was that we're trying to work in your favor, of course. And so the energy we're doing might help to work out in such a way that in spite of all of this manipulation, maybe the energy input will make it easier and he'll move out. I would suggest if you really are adamant about this, then just state, look, there's no more discussions now. You sent me your letter. I heard it. I appreciate it. But as you stated in your letter, you have to move out. We've got to begin that process. Does it look like it would take much to move out? Does he have a lot of stuff?
Not really, but I don't think it'll take much. We have a trailer that a girl's living in, and we let a friend stay in it, but she's moving out on the 21st, which is, I think, this Sunday. And I told him he can move into that, and so I'm kind of hoping he does, so he'll get the point across that I'm serious, you need to get help.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's...
Then you're even providing him a place to...
Yeah, it's theirs. I think they both own it. Both own it.
Okay, well, then that's easy.
It's easy.
You can go there. It's not like he's on the street. And that's the energy we'll put out, Michelle.
I guess I should just tell him I appreciate the letter and I love you too. And I hope you get the help that you need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then we'll just
try to do it peacefully,
whatever the ultimate plans are in the future, we don't know yet. Well, let's just get to the first base before we try to get home.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys. You helped me out so much. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. We appreciate you too.
Oh, it's stressful.
I know.
Yeah.
I know it's stressful, but we're here for you, and you're on our minds. Okay, so
when you're in that stressful mode, even though it's stressful in its own chapter, you know you're not. You know what real stress is? Being buried alive and you're still breathing. You know, going on a sinking boat. And you're now adrift in the ocean. Now that's stressful. Remember, this is an emotional, there's no death here. You're not going to die. There's no danger. So you have to look at this stress as being an emotionally distressing moment, but comparable to what real stress is, oh my God. Be thankful the universe didn't put you in a situation like that.
Oh my God. What the heck?
Where you're fighting for your breath. So just take it easy. You know, it all will work out according to the higher energies that may be directing this, and maybe there's other additives, but try not to stress out. It's all going to work out at some level.
Well, it is scary, you know, because you're like, well, if they move out, are they going to end up doing more drugs because they got that freedom now? Then really,
well, I mean, you can't,
you know,
you can't worry about that, Michelle. You've got to take care of yourself. You can't work. You're splitting up with him right now, and he's, you know, either going to get clean or he's going to continue his addiction. But you are separating from him so you can have, you know, you can become balanced and not imbalanced because he's in your home, you know, disrupting your life by being addicted. So if you continue to worry about what he's doing, what's the point of kicking him out? You've got to say, okay, I'm letting go of this individual and he's going to make his choices. And I can't control that. You can't control his choices. So you've got to separate from that.
Yeah, your danger in rewinding the tape and going through guilt and concern, you're going to get caught in your problem solving again. It's not worth it. It's not going to help you. Okay. It's only going to confuse you. You have to kind of close your mind to that right now. Pray for him, but close your mind to rewinding and convincing yourself that you're too confused to do anything.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay, guys. We love you guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. Breaking up is hard to do.
Yeah.
Neil Sedaka.
Well.
He was right. I guess it's not always difficult, but, you know, in this case, it's not a great situation.
Yeah. So we have another caller?
Yeah, we have another caller. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm just sore, you know, like from all the incisions and like not bending over, not picking up anything heavy. But I am walking around.
You should be walking. You should be walking around because that will speed up the healing process. She's 12.573. They recommend when you have any kind of laparoscopic or like a laparotomy type surgeries that you should walk, and it really does. Even if it hurts, it helps.
I mean, I'm not going crazy. I'm just several times a day taking him out to the front of the building and then back.
Yeah.
And I actually just drove for 20 minutes without my seatbelt, though, because I can't use the seatbelt.
Well, don't do that.
Well, I had to get something ready for court next week, and I asked one of my neighbors to drive me, but I think she's got dementia. And so I was feeling pretty good, and I'm like, okay, it's just a 20-minute drive, you know. I couldn't wear my seatbelt because of the stitches.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you should do, wrap it around, you know, don't hook it in. Just put it around your shoulder so you don't get a ticket.
Oh, God. Advising her to.
You know, you just kind of, it looks like you're wearing it, but it's not hooked in. Then drive very slow.
Jeez. I wonder how you know how to do that.
Drive very slow.
Jeez, advising God. Oh my goodness.
No, I wear my seatbelt, but you should drive very slow and. You know, you you can then it might at least alleviate anything that, you know, you're getting stopped or something like that.
Try not to drive, though, if it's, you know, if I would say stay off the road as long as you can until it's safe to wear a seatbelt. Did you have a question today?
If you have time, do you have other callers?
No, we have time. We have time.
Okay, great. Okay, so yesterday I didn't go to court, but I asked for I did a motion to continue before because I knew the court date I wouldn't be able to go. So I actually have all three of my cases next Thursday. Now, there's still just one person I haven't been able to track down, and I have an appointment tonight with a detective at 7 o'clock. I have to call him to see if we can catch the fourth person. So this is like, like with all the online harassment.
Is this a private detective or a detective from the police department?
From the police department.
Okay.
Open right now.
I see. Okay.
And because I've had so many complaints registered with the stalking that, like, they have to work with me at this point because I have to cure the problem, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my question is, do you see me being able to catch the fourth person?
Well, first of all, what evidence do you have against this fourth person, and where is this fourth person coming from?
Okay, so there's two, my brother and my sister, and then the other two were online. I mean, I guess you could call them trolls, but it's past the point of trolling because it's now entered into stalking and harassment. And the fourth person is who I believe collaborated with one of my siblings, and they're from Aaron's camp. And the reason why they're from Aaron's camp is because the people on Aaron's side hire, like, third-party people to interfere. Like, it's been proven that Aaron's old manager hires people to harass anybody who tells a narrative that's different than their narrative in the media. So
right.
I have a general idea of where she lives, but I don't have the exact address. So if I don't have the exact address or the exact name, then I still can't serve her with papers.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's going to be difficult, I think, if you don't have an exact address or a name. And it's not the
one... Well, we got it down to a vicinity.
Well... you got it down to a vicinity, and it's not the woman that we discussed before. I don't want to mention her name on the air.
No, I have court with her on Thursday.
She's number three. Okay, she's the third.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You've got the vicinity, but how are you going to track? This person doesn't even live in the state you live in, correct?
Right. So I talked to the police in that area, and we can subpoena the IP address.
Okay. Well,
but
I'm
law some people have to do that.
Some people, you know, the IP address isn't always helpful because people can use like a VPN, and so the IP address makes it difficult to if they use a VPN, you're not going to be able to find them. So it's just dependent on whether this person is actually using an IP address that is legitimate.
I mean, I think she is because I was able to track it back at least through Google because it was a Gmail.
Okay.
So it's going to come down to my local law enforcement working with her local law enforcement. I mean, I've got it within like a 1.6-mile radius of her address.
Well, then it sounds like with the IP address, if you can subpoena the IP address, you'll be able to find her. But it seems like a lot of work for the police department for you know, you've got a lot of evidence for this harassment?
I do.
Great. So, I mean, if you've got your case, you know, tightly presented or organized, tightly organized is what I mean to say, then, and you've got the IP address, or they're, I mean, are they willing to subpoena the IP address?
I don't know. I have to talk to the detective tonight.
Well, I mean, if they're willing to subpoena the IP address, yes. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. You know, I'm trying to, from a psychic viewpoint, you know, I'm asking questions on a practical level, but on a psychic view, from a psychic perspective, I'm not getting confirmation that, yes, you're going to, this is going to happen. It's
okay.
Murky. It's murky. I don't know. What do you think, Neil?
Well, a lot of this is on the karmic level, because he has to analyze the content of her year with this human mind.
Her year?
Her year.
Why her year if it's on the karmic
she's
level?
Her karma.
Well, I mean, she's carrying karma.
Yeah, but
she's carrying karma.
Her year. So you have to go through her year and analyze the numbers that pertain to law.
1273. I mean, she's born in 73, and obviously 7 would pertain to the higher energy of law enforcement, you know, on the good side.
Yes, but the three suggests trouble. The three is the fire. The three is the fire of the stomach. And when you've got the fire of the stomach next to a spiritual energy, and you have a 4 in between, what you're doing, Dion, is you're battling the fire of the world with your own sense of righteousness, and through that you're trying to maintain some sense of balance. Now, when you look at your year in 1973, which is now an 11, that means that this attempt is not going to come without controversy, because the controversy is a result of your past life karma. So your past life karma is getting into the way that where you would otherwise think it should be simple. But now you got this karma factor going on. But there's hope. There's hope because your numbers are in a healthier arrangement in some respect.
Well, I mean, the 3 is also sacred. It's a sacred number. I know it's stomach, fire, et cetera. But it's also the Trinity.
But she's a 1. So
yeah.
You're dealing with basically
foundation.
The earth energy.
Yeah.
That's your foundation. And your 3 was preceded by a 1-2 in your month.
What?
You're born on the 12th.
Yeah, but her 3 in her year was preceded by a 1-2. I get it.
In the month.
And it's broken.
So you have a
relationship,
and your 5
foundation.
And your 7 become 12. A 12 again. So you've got us. You're in sort of a complex maze of spies, and you know you're in an ambiguous area like Berlin in the World War II. You're sort of in a kind of intriguing area of spies and counter spies. And you have these characters in your life, Dion, that are part karma and part earthbound. And so you're going to have a confusing factor. But, of course, our agenda, considering that it's not a closed conclusion, is to put out energy that things will go well. You need one other person. So how many are there? That would make 4 altogether?
3 and 1.
Yes.
So that's between the 7 and the 3. That 4 between your 7 and 3 is now in capturing the 4 needed people to unravel this. And you know, so it seems like you're going to get the 4.
Okay.
It seems like you're going to come in. There is something about a trailer park, though. Like you know, when you have a trailer park and people reside there, I don't know why I'm seeing that, but if I was seeing a movie where a detective was on the prowl for somebody, one of the scenes would take the detective to the trailer park to interview somebody who would be involved in the murder in this movie scenario. Do you know anything about trailer parks?
I'm trying to think. Because there's people who I talk to, I don't know where they exactly live.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So,
So what you got to do, because you don't know, you got to wait and see if a trailer park
word
theme something comes in on any level. I don't care where, what level. If it's a trailer park theme, that's would be
a green light,
an indication that there's something going on that we'll probably need another discussion.
Okay.
Well, that was very interesting. Yeah.
The only thing I can relate it to is this song by Eminem. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. And I heard it this morning, and I feel like it's been chasing me for the last 2 weeks.
Well,
every time I go on YouTube, that song keeps coming up, and that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, but you see, you're talking in code, because the letter M is the 13th letter of the alphabet, and there's that one.
M, but it's E-M, it's an M sound.
The letter M, phonetically speaking, the letter M, M&M, would entail that, you see? So, because it's the 13th.
M&M, it's, M&M.
M is the 14th letter, right?
M is the 13th letter.
13th. So, 13th letter.
I mean, his name is spelled E-M-I-N-E-M, but it's a play on M&M.
But we're going with phonetic sound right
and
now.
Why didn't I ever realize that until now, that it's a play
and
on
I think
M?
If you spell his name forwards and backwards, it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, Okay, that's a validation now. That's a validation because you heard that song and it mentioned trailer park. So that already connects, Dion.
I mean, it's been playing a lot. Like, yes, I have it on my iPod, and I think it was popular like back in 2003. But it's been every time I go on YouTube, I keep hearing that song. It's a lot in the past 2 weeks. So, yeah, that's the trailer park, and it would be in code. Because that song is about, like, he's a rapper and 20 million other rappers are on the scene, but nobody would be happy unless they had him. And so it's kind of, like, similar to, like, a lot of the people who troll me take my information off of my YouTube, off of my social media, and they post it on their social media, and they don't even hide the fact that they're taking my stuff and reposting it. Like, they wouldn't even have a channel if they weren't stealing my stuff. So,
right.
And that's, like, what that song is about. So,
well,
and
know,
I've been reporting the copyright infringement. Okay.
You're talking about the karma you have this time around with stealth. With stealing. So you have to kind of look at that as a karmic note that rearranged itself back in this lifetime from a karmic place and how things have been stolen from you and from, you know, in various scenarios.
Well, and we know that much has been stolen from her because of her family business.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a major theme in her life.
So when we look numerically at what would explain your things being stolen, we look at 1, 2, 5. That adds up to an 8, but it's broken up. 8 represents money. Now, it's broken up. But it reappears in your 28 equals 10, and it's solid now. So that means that by going back to karma, you can regain your wealth.
Ooh, I'd like to get my money back.
Yeah, I know. 28101s, I mean, we know a lot of 28101s that are very wealthy, actually. I mean, I know 28101s that are extremely successful.
But here's your dilemma.
So it's common.
Then in that case, Dion, the 8 is next to a 2. And that 2 is also in your 1973, which is an 11-2. So it means, yes, you can get back your money, but there's going to be problems confronting you, tremendous problems.
Yeah, that's right on the money. There's been nothing but tremendous problems with that.
Well,
wait a minute. Real quick, and then we'll let Kristen talk. You're talking symbolically. When you use phrases like that's right on the money, now we use the word money as your goal, but the word right becomes a verb that has to be decoded really quick. 9, 9, 7, 8, 2. So that's 20, and that becomes a 28.
Yeah.
Word right becomes a 28. So you see, we're playing detective. And you just spoke to me in code. I'm a code decoder. You spoke to me in code. So when you said the word right, and I worked it out in numerical energy, it comes to 28101. So that gives you more emphasis on getting your money back.
But right now, it's not about getting your money back. I mean, these cases aren't going to retrieve your lost funds or fortune. This is about restraining orders. But it could be a stepping stone, right?
Well, I just want them to leave me alone. They're just trying to control me, manipulate me. They want me to, like, sit in a corner sucking my thumb for the rest of my life. I'm not going to be able to do that, you know? Like, right now, you know, I want to be able to, like, at some point move forward where, you know, I can provide for myself in a better capacity.
Right. But what I'm saying, Dion, is that right now, yes, you're not going, I mean, this chapter is not about you retrieving your money. It's about getting these people off your back. I hate that expression, but it's getting them off your back. You want these people to leave you alone. And what I'm saying is that this could be a stepping stone to retrieving, I mean, you're getting restraining orders perhaps against your family members. And so that could be the first step in retrieving your money. Perhaps.
Okay. I like that idea.
Perhaps. So we'll keep working on it, Dion. The numbers were very interesting, you know, and it's part of my book. And
all of the prayers and all the healing that you sent for the surgery. But my neighbors are like blown away. They're like, I can't believe that you're actually like up and walking, you know, because they dubbed it a serious surgery, you know. And so I just want to say thank you very much for sending me the healing and the energy. And I do appreciate that.
Why don't you care? With that in mind, why don't you carry a baseball bat and walking tall?
What?
It's a movie, Walking Tall.
I don't know what you're talking about. She doesn't know what needed to
Well, look up Walking Tall and you'll see what I mean. The guy with the baseball bat that takes the law into his own hands. It was a really big movie back in its day.
So you'll have to let us know what happened with the detective. So we'll expect that you'll be calling probably on Wednesday next week. Hopefully we'll be able to broadcast. We've had all these problems, but maybe our problems will be behind us next week.
Okay. Did Donna call you? No, she couldn't because it was down. Okay.
Yeah, but she still has a call.
I wanted... Okay.
It's Friday.
I thought she called in today because I was like, I want to hear about Donna. But
no.
I guess she didn't call. But maybe next week. Okay.
Who knows? Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
I think Michelle's back. I don't know. Are you raising your hand because you want to talk again, Michelle?
Yes, I just want to let you know I wrote a letter, and I just wanted to read it to you. It only take a second.
Okay.
And I hope and pray that I said the right thing.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
I said, I appreciate your letter, and I pray you get help. I love you, too. I know it's best to separate till things are balanced and no more betrayal. I can't continue on this path. It's not healthy. We can reconsider our relationship after your recovery. And that's all I said.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm perfect. We both said it. That's great.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
don't add or take away anything. You got it. Right. Good letter.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I sent it to him, so we'll see what happens. I guess I'll give you an update next week.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay.
You can always text too on the messenger if you need to.
Okay. Say a prayer for me.
We will.
Thank you, guys. Y'all
okay,
are awesome.
Sending you lots of love. Okay.
And somewhere in time, beyond forward, we'll send a little prayer to you.
Mm-hmm. I think we have another caller.
Oh, good.
I don't know. It's Jennifer. I'm not going to attempt Dion Warwick this morning. This is Horses. Hi.
Hello. I'm just listening. Sorry.
Okay, bye.
No.
Okay, I'll put you on mute. Oh, I see. Just calling in to listen.
She's listening. Oh, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise?
Not to
Jennifer,
tell.
Not to tell?
Promise not to tell. She's.
Okay.
I put her on mute.
Okay, so we were discussing before about possible donations and
possible
again,
donations
to the show. And,
oh, God.
You know, we just got word from Blog Talk that they're charging us again next year.
Trouble, they always get charged, but yes.
Yeah, but again. So, whatever you people can do to help us out, we would sure appreciate it. It's $400 to put a show on for the year. And, you know, it gets up there. So whatever you can do to help us out, we would appreciate that.
Okay.
Considering that we always do our readings with everybody and we're always there for people.
Well, no, we're all, I mean, yeah, and even that extends beyond the radio show. I mean, it's, you know, time communicating with people on Messenger and, you know, so we offer quite a lot.
Incidentally, this is 1,215 shows that we've done, Kristen and I together. It doesn't count. I was on the radio for years before that, but 1,215 shows we've done over, 13 years?
12 years. We started in 2012. It's 2024.
12 years.
So it'll be 12 years in August.
So that's a lot of
talking.
That's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows.
And it's
maybe someday we'll get
years.
Like some real equipment and you know we have microphones and a more professional sound. That would be nice.
I don't know if there's other Blog Talk hosts that have been on that long. There probably are.
A lot of them quit, you know. I think a lot of people have left, but
a lot of people have left Blog Talk. Blog Talk has its own problems, and that's, you know, people get frustrated with Blog Talk, and there are probably better radio platforms to work off of, but
well, I mean, for this, you know, it's difficult because for our purposes, we're trying to get callers. So if you're not a call-in show, other platforms may be okay, but we're really looking for people to call in. So I don't know if there are other, you know, CBS radio is not
so we can
there anymore.
And the audience and talk to them.
It seems like there was more excitement around psychic radio in 2012. There was CBS. They had their station that was, it would host some major psychic personalities. But that's no more.
No, that is no more. But, you know, again, the whole psychic phenomena, like when I was young, there just were tarot card readers and palm readers. So it's really bloomed over the years since the 50s and 60s.
Okay, so 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, what do you want to discuss, Neil?
Well, we can give it 2 minutes.
Okay.
There really is. I mean, you know, our topics that we converse about, well, it doesn't even seem to matter that much to the listeners because they always come back with personal questions. But as far as it goes in terms of the psychic energy that we work with, you know, we're always talking to spirits and guides and the energies out there. Sometimes we have to decode the information. I'm not sure how other psychics work.
No, and I think it was very interesting the way you, I mean, you know, psychically, my vibration was that, you know, it was ambiguous, word you use, whether or not there was going to be success with her finding the fourth person. But getting, you know, going into her birth date and analyzing those numbers was very interesting. And sometimes I forget, you know, to go to the number system and work with the number system because, you know, when you're developing your psychic ability, sometimes you focus on being psychic and then forget the other things. You get focused on that one area.
The depth of interpretation is something you can learn. And then from that, combine that with psychic,
exactly.
Accompanied by psychic vibration while you're talking. And sometimes the outcome results in further insights that you receive as you move along in your narration. But yeah, it's always there. And then code words like the word right, being 28, is very important too.
Yeah.
I think that we will be closing now. And
okay.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Closing the show. Hopefully we'll be back on Wednesday and we'll have some more callers. Thank you, callers, chatter, and listeners for joining us today. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.